Welcome to Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a VIP guest, Todd Zimmerman, the author of Oliver, the Ornament. One thing to tell you just before we listen to Todd's story, Todd has been approved and recognized by the First Lady in the White House for his amazing creative book series, Oliver the Ornament. It's an honor to have you, Todd. Thank you so, so much for being here today.
Gemma, it's so nice to be with you and with your audience.
So let's start with the beginning. How did Oliver the Ornament happen to be birthed in your mind, in your heart, before coming to existence?
So it was 10 years ago at Christmas, and my partner and I were decorating his mom's Christmas tree or her house. And I was hanging the last of literally, it had to be 200 ornaments on the tree. And he comes in the family room and says, "You don't have to hang every ornament on the tree." And I look at him, I'm thinking, I wish you would have told me this before I hung the other 199. But instead, I joked with him and I said, well, what am I going to do with this one? Put him in the attic, and then he's going to miss out on all the Christmas, all the fun for this Christmas at your family's house. And then in January, all the ornaments are going to go back in the attic and they're going to make fun of this ornament because he got left behind. And all of a sudden, the light goes on in my mind. A story about an ornament that gets left behind in the attic. And knowing how special ornaments are to so many families, I just knew that this was a fantastic idea because so many people have so many special and fond memories of their own ornament collection. So for the next 4 days, my wheels are spinning and spinning and spinning. And I'm telling everybody who's listening to me about, you know, my marketing idea. My background is marketing and advertising. So, and I just thought this was the most fantastic idea. And I was kind of developing the business plan, and we were at my parents' house 4 days later on Christmas morning. I woke up at 4 o'clock. I didn't know what the story was. And it's one of those Christmas moments that I woke up and I knew the story. I went down to my mom's computer. I wrote the story. And that morning, for Christmas breakfast, I read the story for the first time to my family. And from that point on, I knew we were on to something really special because every single person that I read the story to got emotional when I was reading it. So I knew I had struck a chord with how special the tradition of Christmas ornaments are.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much. Because indeed, we started with that. We start with that recurring every year, always that same experience with Christmas, with those birthdays. But Christmas is a very special moment with all this light, all this decoration, these ornaments, and all of that. And creating a story around that. And then I received all your books because you sent them to me, and I was able to actually like enjoy this entire series of stories, which is truly, truly, truly amazing. And just making sure I'm showing it. When you order the entire series, there is a real ornament in there. Oliver, the famous ornament.
Right.
That is really, really adorable.
So yeah, so the first book is sold as the gift set that you just held up, Gemma. That has that hand-painted ornament of Oliver along with the book. And then our subsequent books are sold as standalone books, but then the ornaments are available with them. And I have some of them right here. So the second book in the series is Oliver the Ornament Meets Belle, but then the Belle Ornament is available as well. So that's how all of the books come until we get to the seventh book, which is being released this year. And your audience is getting a sneak peek at what I'm so excited about. And This is the final book. It's once again sold as a gift set. It says a special surprise ornament inside. So the children are going to get all excited because they're going to think they're going to open up the gift set and see the new ornament. But they're told every ornament tells a story. So please read ours before you open this ornament. And then they pull the book out and then they can open the ornament afterwards. So I'm really, really excited about the final book coming out this year.
Wow. It sounds really, really exciting. And it's so adorable. It's so, so cute when you look at this little ornament. It's a real thing. It's beautiful, beautiful. So there is something I noticed because you share that throughout the book, the choice of the names. We notice, tell us a little bit about the choice of the names for all the ornaments.
So first, what I had to do, once I wrote the story, I didn't have the entire story written on Christmas morning. I had, I would say, 80% of it written. And then I had to decide what the ornaments were looking like. And so I went to my family's Christmas tree. I went to my Christmas tree. And I saw different ornaments, and I saw them. And I saw that I had a teddy bear ornament. Well, my dad was named Teddy. So I had to name the teddy bear ornament Ted. I had a German character on my tree. And my partner's father's name is Norb. Two of the finest women to ever walk the face of the earth were my mom and my partner's mom. Their names are Marley and Joan. So, of course, they're the angels for the top of the tree. So we did some very personal points of the story to name them. And then we also did some really fun names. For example, in our fourth book, we released Oliver the Ornament Meets Frasier and Mary. And you can see Frasier is a Christmas tree ornament. So it's just a play. It's a play on words. Mary is spelled M-E-R-R-Y. And then, so we just did fun names like that. The second book is Oliver the Ornament Meets Belle. And of course, the little girl is a Belle ornament.
That's so cute. I was really looking at, and I remember there is also Nora the Menorah, of course, because there is also all that diversity and inclusion that is part of this entire Christmas story. And it's... What is interesting is that it's all about love, kindness, telling each other the story, staying together with parents and children, remembering good memories. That's really what it is about when you follow along those Christmas stories.
Well, and so many people ask me, Gemma, if this is based on a true story. And there's aspects of it that are true, but I think where the true story comes in is just how special my family made Christmas for my brothers and I when we were little children. And we're so busy today as parents, adults, you know, with our careers, that we don't take this time often to realize the special moments that you're creating. And I honestly believe that those special moments that my parents and grandparents created when I was a child probably inspired me to write this whole series. Now, I didn't know that at the time. So what I say to parents now is, you don't know how you're inspiring your kids. Your kids, by the traditions you're embracing throughout the year, but especially at Christmas, they might be inspiring your kids to write a book 30, 40, 50 years from now because of what you're doing today. And that's something neat to think about.
It really is, yes. So now I would like you to tell us another part of the story that you quickly mentioned without really telling to me last time when we met. What happened when the year of your mother's passing? What happened when you were coming out of the train to the children's hospital? Is that right?
So
there is an entire story there.
Yeah. So my mom was really involved with my business, and she was involved with the creation of the characters. She loved everything about Oliver. She was the one who always told the stories about the different ornaments. And she would joke with me, when is the last book going to be released? And I told her that it was going to be 2024. And I would ask her why. And she's like, I have to know how long I have to stay alive. And my mom was very healthy. And we joked about it. Well, in January of 2018, my mom called me up and she said, you need to get Oliver the Ornament in the hands of the First Lady. And I said, oh, I do. Why is that? And she said, well, she has this Be Best initiative that spreads kindness and fights bullying, which the message of my books, like you mentioned, is spreading kindness, but also in the face of bullying. And I had never envisioned, you know, I want no political affiliation with my books whatsoever. My books are, they should be read by people of all, you know, walks of life and all beliefs. They're unifying messages. And I was like, well, that's a good idea, Mom. But, you know, she's like, if you could get the First Lady to read your book, it could change the trajectory of your business. And I said, well, how do you suggest I do that, Mom? She's like, well, you're the one in marketing. Why don't you figure that out? So we laughed. And I wrote down on my list of things to do to First Lady outreach. Well, sadly, less than 2 months later, my mom passed away very, very suddenly. And in August of that year, I was looking at my list of things to do and I saw First Lady outreach. I thought, that's Mom's idea. I really need to do that. So I sent a letter to her chief of staff and just said, I really admire what you're doing to combat bullying, especially cyberbullying, which is so terrible these days, and didn't ask for anything. And in October of that year, I received an email from the White House saying that the First Lady had evaluated over 200 different Christmas books, and she had selected my book to be read at the annual gathering at Children's National Hospital. I couldn't believe it. My first reaction was, I need to call Mom and tell her about this, because that's what you do when you have good news, you share it with those you love. And so obviously I didn't do that. And so several months later, I was writing my tribute, my announcement on Facebook the night before the event while we were flying out to Washington, D.C., and the headline of the post was, "You were an angel in the shape of my mom." And there's a song by Ed Sheeran that uses those lyrics. And that same song was what we opened my mother's funeral with. The words are, it's a very long story. We could do an entire episode just on that in terms of a God moment. But my cousin saw it on her Facebook feed the day after my mom passed away, asked me if I'd ever heard the song. I never had. And it was as if the song was written for me. It's a beautiful song. I encourage everybody, pull it up. It's called You Were an Angel. It's called Supermarket Flowers. But lyrics in it are, you were an angel in the shape of my mom. And as I explained, my mom was the angel in my book. We walk into the hotel. And if this didn't happen to me, well, I would believe somebody, because I do believe in these stories. We walked into the hotel after I'd written this post, and we were discussing how it's such a bittersweet moment, because if my mom was there, she would have been coming with us to meet the First Lady. I stepped 1 foot inside the hotel room and my phone starts playing Supermarket Flowers on my phone. Now at that time, I didn't have Pandora on my phone. I had never listened to that song on my phone. I hadn't listened to that phone since that song, since my mom passed away at her funeral. So I don't know how it got on there, but it played its entirety when we got into the hotel room, and then it stopped. And you just kind of can't make it up. So
there are those angels moment, those God moments when it just, I mean, that's the best way she had as a spirit now to actually tell you, hey,
I am here.
Not only I'm watching over you, I'm going to make myself recognized by you. Yeah, that's one of the ways. Okay, let's run that song. And somehow that song rings on your phone.
Right. Yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful moment. And then to bring it full circle, we took the angels of Marley and Joan and we placed them on the tree at Children's Hospital. So I was sitting next to the First Lady of the United States while, you know, my mom's ornament is sitting behind me. And to make things even more poignant, in 2019, we were contacted that she had selected our second book to read at the event. And in 2020, we were contacted saying she had selected the third book in the series. That book is Oliver the Ornament Meets Marley, Joan, and Abby. So here I am in 2020, two and a half years later, and I'm sitting next to, again, the First Lady, and she's saying my mom's name. And, you know, it was one of those you can't make it up moments. And so it was very, very, very special. And it all started because, you know, the call my mom made to me in January of 2018.
And she was so right. She was so right. And thank you to you for having followed through her impulse, her idea, because without you making it happen, it would have stayed at the level of idea, but you were believing enough and trusting her instinct enough to actually go through the motion.
Well, and that's something that I say to so many people. They're like, they ask me, how did you do this? How did you do this? And I said, just believe. Just if you find something and you're passionate about it, believe you can do it. Just manifest it, because you can make it happen. If you really believe it, there's no reason you can't make it happen.
Definitely. Absolutely. Okay. So we have a special offer for our audience.
Yes, we sure do.
So when you go on OliverTheOrnaments.com and you start to shop around, if you put the keyword uplift, UPLIFT, as a discount code, you will receive 10% off. How cool is that? And with that, you can buy your ornaments, buy all the books, get acquainted with this amazing story, know exactly what was read to all the children at the hospital by the First Lady, discover this entire stories and with all the good and the bad, because there is also the good and the bad in that story, which makes it totally compelling, because now everybody wants to know, okay, how are they going to get away from the bad, or how are they going to turn the bad in good? Because that's always one of the big dream of well-meaning angels and people and ornaments in that story.
Right. Yeah, and we have on the website, we've assembled a collection where you can buy all seven books, you get 14 ornaments, you get a puzzle and a snow globe and all of our ebooks. It's normally, I think, around $550. It's for $349. You get another 10% off. That's $315. And for anybody who's buying that collection, there's an area on the notes part of the checkout in my store where if you put your children's name or your grandchildren's name in there, you use the uplift promo code, but then in the notes area, put their names in and my warehouse will pull all those books out and I will personalize them. So they'll have even a more special gift, you know, and with July just around the corner, this might be kind of an odd time to be talking about a Christmas book, right? But, you know, it's children, what we have found, love reading these stories all year round. So we got Christmas in July coming up. And check out everything at OliverTheOrnament.com.
That's beautiful. I mean, I feel so blessed to have the chance to have you on the show. It's really an uplifting and inspiring story that you share here. And Oliver the Ornament is such a gorgeous character, such a beautiful little man with a broken arm and it pretty sling around, because, you know, have to be pretty even though it heals. And the ornament itself said that it doesn't really hurt. it's okay. It's not so bad. Okay. So just sling around and continue. That's beautiful. So to show that it's not because you are broken in any way, shape, or form that you are removed from the Christmas celebration.
Well, and one thing, you know, I'd love to share as well is you mentioned that Oliver has a broken arm. And so in every book, we have what I call the hero chapter, where we're teaching children that even if you're faced with adversity and difficult times, you can accomplish anything. And that hero chapter, Oliver's the hero in every single book. We have this naughty ornament in the attic who's trying to ruin Christmas for the ornaments and the family and the whole wide world. And Oliver, because of his massively kind heart, is always able to save the day. So it's a really, really sweet story for all children, but especially kids who are facing some difficult times.
Yes, it is inspirational indeed. Can bring them back up when they feel that it's not right or unfair, or when they feel bullied. Okay. Because sometimes it's real.
Yeah. Right?
Todd, thank you so much for having joined us today. Thank you for blessing us with Oliver the Ornament. I wish you so many beautiful more Christmas around the tree, and thank you for bringing so much joy to so many children.
Well, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed our conversation.